1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
And welcome back. If you're having to deal with a tax man, then you've stumbled onto the right show for this week. If you're interested in performing those tax duties on your personal computer, we're talking with Scott Gulbrunson.
Our own personal tax man for the next few minutes.
Yes, the software tax man. The tax software man.
If he had a cape, he could be like super tax man.
Hey, Scott, Intuit's big enough. Can't they pay for the rights to that song, whoever owns it, Michael Jackson or something, and have it slightly modified just for you? You could have your own, like... You know, your own theme song?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, one of our competitors paid for the commercial last year, so
Okay.
They've already been there, done that, but that's okay, because we have the...
Off-base.
We're selling a lot more product.
All right, before we went to break, we were talking in specifics about the concern about having tax records out on a web server or on some kind of machine outside of my home computer. One of my the column that'll be in Monday's paper at the Tribune here, one of the things that I talk about, the question that was asked is this safe? And the first thing that I explain is it has nothing to do with the program you're buying or the internet or anything else. The biggest security risk is probably that machine that you're going to do it from. If you've got one of these worms or hidden viruses that can capture all your keystrokes, then it doesn't matter how secure the system is.
And storing it on my home computer that, you know, somebody could break into my house pretty easily maybe and take this thing, or like you said, a worm or a virus could get a hold of my personal information, that certainly seems a lot less secure to me when I think about it than putting it in kind of like, it sounds like some kind of digital vault that Intuit controls that, you know, that I'm guessing they're going to take a little bit more security precautions than I would.
Yeah, so tell me about the security that surrounds your data center where this stuff exists.
Well, you know, we don't talk about it much. I don't have any access to it, as a matter of fact, and I work for the company. But, you know, we have Intuit's located in 8 different states, and the actual location of where that information is not public, and we don't talk about that. So you can tell just from that we take it very seriously. And after all, being in the business for 20 years, if we don't protect that data, we're going to be out of business really quick. So when we start to talk about people's personal finance information, that is the number one priority for our company, is to keep that information secure so that nobody can get access to it.
And I would say that I'd probably be less concerned with Intuit servers than I would with the IRS computer system as far as my personal data.
I think what he's saying is he could tell us, but then he'd have to kill us and our listeners.
No. I think the president of Intuit has said to the employees, we could tell you where this data center is, but then we'd have to kill you. Mm. And most of the employees have voted not to be killed.
Right.
Well, that's true. And you know what else? I think it's where you hear about, with the terrorist threat, you hear about Vice President Cheney being in an undisclosed location. Well, maybe that's where he's at. I'm not sure, but that's what we've
he's
about.
With the data.
Yeah, he's reviewing our tax records. Well, let's get George on the line. George has a question that's probably in the minds of lots of small business owners out there. George, welcome.
Welcome. The question I have is this. My wife and I both have day jobs with large corporations. We get W-2 forms from them. But my wife also runs a business out of her home, out of the home. It's a cosmetic business. She has her own inventory and everything like that. Which one of your programs would be the best one to use
George, that's a good question. One that I deal with myself on a personal level, because I have actually a small business myself. And I use TurboTax Premier Home and Business. I don't know what you use to manage your finances, maybe a Quicken Home and Business, but that will help you go through all of your personal tax situations and also help you with your small business issues as well.
Great. So the home and business one, then, right?
The Premier product, right?
Premier.
Yeah, you can do it. You can buy it on, like I said, you can buy it desktop software. We've been talking a lot today about doing your taxes on the web. We also have the same version of that on the web as well.
And the thing is, the web versions, is it in all cases that you don't pay until you want to file?
That is correct. So it's kind of like a try it before you buy it. So if you're unsure and want to try it out, I invite you to go to TurboTax.com, give it a run, and if you like it,
There you go, George.
You can do your entire thing, build your entire tax filing, and then at the end, if you say, you know what, this isn't really doing it for me, you can choose to just cancel that whole thing, go and buy the actual product and do it that way, and you haven't spent anything.
Or say, I don't want to use Intuit's product and whatever.
Bail out completely.
So, George, if you don't like the, whatever, however much money you can get back by doing it that way. Just kidding.
We'll call it a free trial for Computer Corner listeners only.
Yeah, right.
All
sure.
Right, well, thanks for the info.
All right, George, good luck. The other issue with that, you were talking about if you use Quicken or QuickBooks or some of the others. What exactly is it that I benefit from if I'm using Quicken and then I use TurboTax? What can I pull out of Quicken into TurboTax?
Well, the beauty of it is, and we always say, we try to do a little education process, because a lot of people wonder, you know, what are you guys doing during the summer when there's no taxes going on? And besides actually building the product, the rest of us try to do a lot of education to folks out there about taxes. And in reality, anybody who uses Quicken or another personal finance software will tell you, you can actually categorize certain items as you're counting and tracking your expenses in your checkbook even. You can actually qualify those as tax items so that at the end of the year, first of all, you're going to know where you stand with your taxes. No longer will it be, am I going to get a refund? What's the deal? You're going to actually have a better idea than anybody else because you've been tracking it out throughout the year. And what that also does is, for example, if you have a small business or you have a home that you're doing some home improvement and you track those expenses in Quicken, they will automatically flow into your TurboTax return so that we don't have to ask you a lot of the questions that you have to step through now if we don't know the information.
So does it actually bypass those questions because it pulled it from Quicken?
It will. It'll come up. A screen will come up and it'll say, hey, we noticed that you had a home improvement project this year, and here's what we've gathered from Quicken from what your expenses were. Were there any more? Are any of these not expenses related to this home improvement? So we'll give you kind of a gut check screen to make sure that we're capturing everything, and then you can move on to other things.
See, and this is cool because Quicken can pull from your bank, so you can save time there, and then TurboTax can pull from Quicken, and so we don't have to do anything anymore. We just push a couple buttons, and you guys do all the hard stuff.
Well, that's true, and especially we have what we call instant data entry. So if you have investments with companies like Fidelity, Vanguard, or a home loan through Countrywide or USAA, you can actually import that information as well, so no longer do you have to sit there and figure out what the heck a cost basis is if you sold some stock last year. That information flows, and you're right. Our vision all along that Scott Cook, our founder, put out there was we want to get to a point where it's a 10-minute tax return, and we're not there quite yet, but we're certainly getting
close. Yeah, it took me more than 10 minutes.
I did mine in a half hour.
Yeah, one last question here before we run out of time. Explain what the qualifications are for the free tax freedom program or the project where certain individuals may qualify for free tax returns.
Sure. Well, actually, with our offering now, I'll make a note, too, that you talked about the government site, which is called the Free File Alliance on IRS.gov. There's a bunch of different companies out there. They all have different criteria. But Intuit and TurboTax criteria is if you're 22 or younger, 62 or older, you earn earn income credit, or you're active military. That's a key one down in your area as well. Is if you're active military, you can actually use TurboTax on the web through the IRS website. That's a key there. You got to go through the IRS website for free.
See, now, in a few years, Ken can take advantage of that because that 62 years or older thing. He'll be right there real soon.
Oh, I thought you signed me up for the military.
Also, with Bank of America, you get 30% off of using TurboTax. So
look
if you're a Bank
that.
Of America customer.
Not just Bank of America. Lots of places, they have little offers and specials and things that I've seen out there. So you might be able to find some little coupons or e-coupons to make that TurboTax purchase a little bit less.
Yep.
All right, Scott, listen, appreciate you joining us again this year and trying to help us understand the vast offerings over there at Intuit. And, of course, if you're interested in learning more about what we just talked about, lots of links on our website, lots of resources, reviews of different tax programs.
We'll just give out Scott's cell phone number later on in the show, and he'll answer any questions you need.
Well, no, we don't want to give it to everybody, so we'll just send it through our newsletter.
Right. Actually, Intuit.com, you get all the answers to all the questions you might have about taxes and TurboTax in general, I'm sure.
You want to know how smart they are at Intuit?
How smart?
If you go to TurboTax.com.
Look at that.
It works, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
They are smart.
I know. Scott, hey, thank you.
Thanks
hey guys,
for being our personal super tax man.
Always a blast being on with you guys. Can't wait for next year.
He says that with bated breath. All right, Scott, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
And hopefully that helps clear up some of the questions you may have had. George's question was very good for these business owners that were trying to figure out which one of these.
It's a great question.
I would strongly recommend, if you've never used any kind of a tax program, that you read through all the resources we have so you have a better understanding of where to start. Because basically what happens is once you start with a particular company's product, you probably want to stick with that. It just makes it a whole lot easier from year to year. Mm-hmm. And now that you can basically put the onus of data security and backups and all that stuff on these companies, like Brandon was talking about, you don't have to worry about not just this year, next year, last year if I switch machines, but... You know, how many people donate their old computer and forget about their tax records?
Yeah, you remember your pictures and your documents because you use them with some kind of frequency, but this is something you do once a year, and you know, you donate your computer or you buy a new one in June, the chances of you remembering to save your tax info, you know, that's... I forgot. I'm a computer guy.
Yeah. Well... Mm. some would argue maybe not.
Hey, no.
but look into those things. Be careful about...
I dress like one.
Yeah, you are kind of geeky.
I wasn't going to say a thing.
All right.
And remember, e-filing, electronically filing, which is just fantastic. You get your...
It's e-fantastic.
You get your... if you do a refund, you get the refund much, much, much quicker.
It's e-quicker.
E-quicker, yes. And it's e-tastic.
Right.
Also, the web version of these tax preparation programs, not only do you not have to worry about the data, but you can start the return at home, work on it a little bit, you know, on your breaks at the office.
Right.
And then, you know, work on it at home. But again, anywhere there's an internet terminal, you have access to your tax records.
At your summer cottage,
right?
Perhaps.
But what's cool about it is even after the tax return is filed, if you ever need a copy of it, you know, as long as you don't, and Scott, we were talking about this, if you lose your username or password to get into the Intuit system,
right,
you can't call them up and say, hey, can you let me back in?
Right.
Yeah.
Please.
So do not, if you use the web-based version, you're the only one that will have the username and password. No one. It's not like you can call your ISP
and
up and go...
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney, right.
Because he's with the data.
Right. There's Dick Cheney, and then there's you. That's it.
If you can get a hold of Dick Cheney, you'll be in great shape.
And I don't think his number's working right now.
Yeah.
Right. I keep trying it. It's not working.
Right. That's
so
just for you.
If you decide to use the web-based version of any tax program, they all have very, very high levels of security. We hear this all the time. Well, can't you just help me break the password? Folks,
yes.
If it was easy to do, what kind of security would that be? You want this insane security level around your tax records.
Mm-hmm.
So do not, and don't use simple, cheapy, five-letter passwords that are going to be really easy to break. Combine numbers and letters, alphanumeric, and the more the better.
E better.
Yes. But then,
excellent.
Then make an E record of it so you don't go E when you try to access your tax records.
Absolutely.
Again. It's not pretty.
We're going to take a quick break when we come back. We're going to open up the phone line, 602-277-5827. You got tax questions, or you got questions in general about your computer?
Oh, let's clarify.
Technology questions.
Tax software questions.
Yeah,
not tax
technology
questions. Yeah, because this whole thing about helping you with your taxes, you don't want us...
All we can say is, like, get some software, man.
Well, actually, if you ask us for tax advice, then we're going to anoint you number 48.
Bonehead of the day.
Don't ask
us. If you're waiting for that honor, the number again, 602-277-5827. It's open phones. It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR. More when we return.
What can $100 get you these days?